Yes, it's the Goldberg. Well, friends, I guess we all appreciate how fortunate we are to be able to celebrate Thanksgiving Day, as many of us are doing in America today. And so, just let me wish you and yours the happiest of Thanksgiving. And that wish comes from every one of us here on this program, and from Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap that's bringing a new kind of work day to thousands of homemakers. And now, the Goldberg. Well, the kitchen windows are steaming, and the fine fragrance of spices, roasting turkey, hot pies, sauce, and gravy fills the air. The wind is misty, and last night there was a little snow. In fact, it's Thanksgiving. And Molly's guests are on their way, but Molly has a problem. She has a turkey. Oh, a turkey that's the king of all turkeys, the father of all turkeys, a great, big, bulky, heavy-breasted bird big enough to feed a regiment. And so...
Rosalie, are you doing what I said? Come here, I can't talk long distance. Come here, darling. David, come here, darling. Sit by me. Here, I'm just scared. Yes, watch what Mrs. Goldberg is going to do to her turkey.
What are you doing?
Will you see, darling? You see? Well, Rosalie, please, are you doing what I said?
What,
my dear, what, my? Rosalie, you know I have so much to do and to do and to do and to do. I want you to call anybody you ever wish that falls into your head, and I want you to ask them if they want to come over here for turkey, because I have such a big turkey, I don't know what I'll do.
All right, Ma, but everybody will be here soon. Aren't you going to change?
I'm going to change. I'm almost changed. Come on, change, darling. You're just to change in my neighbors. Go, darling, call, please. Then I may be called to the people, if there's some strangers in the town, the men who are fixing the poles, to let the poles.
Yes,
maybe
all right,
call them. They got nobody to go to. Now, such a big turkey, go, darling.
All
the cup is not here yet, huh? In family, baby there is baby.
Oh, just hold on a minute, Mom.
Oh, so call, darling, please. Say it, darling. Say it. You want a taste? That's your new suit, dear. That's your new suit. So you're asking, Rosalie?
All right.
You know, darling. No?
Right.
So who's coming?
There's somebody working on the telephone
poles.
They're boarding over.
The grandpa's
coming over.
Oh, that's nice. They're boarding from the
Mirella. Uh-huh.
You found out they're boarding from the Mirella. That's nice. So there'll be three men, huh?
Uh-huh.
All right. So put three places more. Yes,
all right.
That's a bit tasty, huh? Go, dear darling, don't stand. They're coming right over,
uh-huh.
Huh?
That's
good. No, David is going to stay by me. David is going to stay by me. We'll have to tell him about Thanksgiving. Oh, such a big turkey. Bigger than you, David. I'll put it back in the oven.
In the oven?
Mm-hmm. Put it back in the oven. Yeah? They only have such a tiny one, and they only have such a big one. So, now, I'll get everything ready. Rosa, darling, don't forget napkins in the new places.
Well, I know.
Here, baby, darling, want to taste my cranberry? Good?
Good.
Now, what do I have to do? Yes, I'll cut my pies. You like pumpkin, darling, huh? Rosalie, stop looking in the looking glass, please. Said better.
I am.
So, darling, tomorrow, when I have time, I'm going to tell you all about the pilgrims. And Pocahontas and the pilgrims and the Plymouth Rock and how John Alden said, talk to yourself, darling. Tell you all the story from now I'm busy. Rosalie, put my carvings nice in front of me. Who came? Somebody came. Rosalie, Sammy?
Ma?
Who came, darling?
Ma, I brought some fellas over. You said your turkey was so big.
Oh, that's good. That's wonderful. How many did you bring?
Four.
Four.
Yeah.
Four. That's very good. Rosalie, six, four more. Put
in the dishes,
Sammy.
Well, I did, didn't I?
No, you didn't. Please. No discussions about that with the father. He introduced you, didn't introduce. Please. You want to help Rosie, David, huh?
Yeah, okay.
And Rosie, darling, kindly apologize to me. Yes, dear? I'll be in directly. And Papa's not home yet, sir. Take everybody into something. Yes, I'm glad we will have enough people to eat the turkey. Go, dear, yes? Keep the table, Rosie, please.
Do you think I'll have to turn next to Gordon the table, Mom?
I don't think so,
come
dear.
Come on, come on. All right. I'll introduce you.
Go, dear. Go, David. Go, David.
It is busy, and under day, and the moon is shining.
Oh, Rosalie, you wouldn't have nothing the same to match. Just stick them half and half.
All right,
Mom.
All right.
It
is busy.
You were worried about the turkey being too big, so I brought you three extra guests along. All right?
Three?
I couldn't find more.
Three and four and three.
What's three and four and three?
I'm figuring.
Not enough.
Yeah, now it's enough.
Now, when do we eat?
Momentarily, darling, momentarily. Rosalie, just put three extra.
All right. Then I'll just straighten myself.
Go, dear.
I won't be a jitter.
All right.
Come on.
Three more? I don't know.
Oh, is it all right?
Only just about. Three, four, three. Yep. Said them. We'll put an extra board. Tell Pamela to help you.
Oh, well, you see that I get a little dark meat anyway now?
Mm-hmm. So go, darling.
I'll have to use three different kinds of napkins,
yeah,
Ma.
That's all right. Who came in? That's three more.
Did you know he was bringing anybody?
I mentioned the turkey was big.
Oh, not two more people before I get... Oh, hello, Miss Dolby.
Two? Three females?
Yes, all right, Miss Dolby.
Two, huh?
And they love turkey. Don't worry, yes.
All right, Rosalie.
Come in, Miss Dolby. I'll introduce you to them.
We haven't got enough glasses, Ma.
Well, tell family to run over to Martha's before some barrels come.
Oh, yeah, I'll help you.
Thank you.
Two. Mom, what are you going to do? You won't have enough now, will you?
Three and four and three and two. And us. Who's that? Who's that? What a baby.
Uh-huh. Martha, you have six more people, Oscar.
Whatever I should do.
How will you feed them? Did you tell her to bring some?
I said I had a big turkey.
Well, how will you feed them?
We opened the door between the dining room and the front room and put the front room table together with the dining room table.
Ma. All right, but...
Ma, did you tell Bertie to bring all those people?
Oh, don't ask me questions now, Pamela. Please don't ask me questions. Here, take in the kitchen table and put up the sides and put it together with the front room table and dining room table. And maybe it could be
all
enough
right.
To take in
all right, Ma. Don't forget the part I like in the turkey, Ma.
I wouldn't forget nothing. Take in the turkey. I'll help you.
Yes, Rose, come on, Rose. Here. Be careful now.
Be careful. Be very careful. Be very careful. Be very careful. 1, 3, 4, 3, 2, 6. Emma?
I brought the picture for you, Mrs. Dolby.
Thank you, Bertie.
Oh, I'm hungry. Can I taste? What are you tasting already? Why don't you wait? I didn't all eat all day either. I'm saving myself.
Seymour, tell Mr. Goldberg to come into the kitchen and stand in a little show.
I'll go.
No, stay, Brady.
You want them all in the kitchen?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, Brady, remember how Mama's chicken smells on Thanksgiving? Only we have chicken.
You look worried, Mrs. Goldberg.
No, Brady, no, I'm just figuring.
Can I help you?
Jake?
What is it, Molly? When do we eat?
What is it, Ma?
I'm afraid that...
What is it, Ma? The turkey burn?
What did we do?
Stop.
It didn't burn, but if you have turkey tomorrow, will it be all right?
Tomorrow?
Because there wouldn't be enough.
Didn't you say that? All right, please.
I don't mind.
Oh, Ma, you asked me to invite Mrs. Dolby.
A fine to do. Very fine. So if you had a piece of turkey left over, Would it be any harm? You had to send out a SOS for Turkey customers.
All right, please. Rosalie, darling, then I'll ask you, when I'll go to the table, then I'll ask you if you want Turkey.
I'll say no, Ma.
All right, Ma, don't worry.
And, please, then I'll ask you, Tamily, too.
Yeah.
And let's go. Sit everybody to the table. Seymour. Look, darling, tomorrow I'll make you turkey, and I'll make you turkey and turkey. And Seymour, then I'll ask you if you run back or right or whichever. So you'll take stuffing, and I'll give you stuffing.
If you didn't say...
All right, baby, please. So you'll take me and
baby. I will, but see, I will. Dear, please, that I have stuffing.
I will, Jay.
Want me to help you, Ma?
They see this?
Uh-huh.
They don't give me the big platter, oh, darling.
This one, Ma?
Uh-huh. Rosalie, after I put everybody out, and if there's anything left, so...
Don't worry, Ma.
All right, Ma.
Here, darling, family, you take this in and see everybody is seated on the table.
Yes, Ma, all right. Please. Don't worry. If Bertie and Papa and Rosie and Seymour and I don't take any turkey, there'll be enough.
All right, now, tomorrow I'll make the turkey and take... Oh, what's that, Ma?
Oh, the people I invited, Ma.
Oh, my. Did you set for them?
Uh-huh.
So go and see them. I'm coming in with the turkey momentarily.
Go
down.
Oh,
gee, you certainly got enough together.
If I only made more stuff.
Oh, all right, Ma, please. Let's go in.
Wait, I'll get my turkey out.
All right.
How's my hair?
Fine, Ma.
I look all right?
Uh-huh.
All right. If I only made more stuff.
All right, Ma. All right?
You got everything?
Uh-huh.
All right.
So come.
All right, Mom.
Well, you darling, tomorrow I'll make the film ready, Margie. It's ready now.
Welcome.
Well, you know everybody, don't you, Ma?
I know everybody. How do you do? You all comfortable? Everybody's comfortable? Well, I think I'll come. Jay, dear, fix my chair, family.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much. Jay, dear, dark meat or light?
Stuffing, please. Thank you.
Family?
Stuffing.
No dark or light?
No, Ma.
Oh, Rosalie, dark or light?
No, Mama, darling.
Did my family be to go without turkey for every May? but we have to be reminded of our blessings. That's why we have turkey. Seymour?
Yeah.
White?
No, thank you.
Dark?
No, just a little gravy on bread.
Cranberry?
Thank you.
Birdie, dark or white? Which?
So, stuffing, please, and cranberry sauce.
Yes, surely.
Drumstick, please, and if you have a little extra white meat, Mr. Talbot.
Excuse me.
Where you going, Jake?
I'll be right back. The bicarbonate is upstairs, is it not?
And so the Thanksgiving dinner is on its immense way with the great turkey dwarfed to pygmy size. And it looks to the carved, well... Bertie and her appetite would be stuffing now. But it's just like the Goldbergs to have the whole world swooping in and out of the house. It's the thing for which Molly is most grateful.